market, advertise, and sponsor your business with Vietnam veteran Cliff Kelly and America's Heroes Group, where information and resources are intentionally disseminated via radio, print, and social media. Call our office for more details at 312-803-2618.
The Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to America's Heroes Group Roundtable with partner and sponsor, Tabak Law LLC. November is National Veterans Military Families Appreciation and Caregiver Month. Today is Saturday, November 21st, 2020. Our host is Cliff Kelly. I am the co-host, Colonel Dr. Damon Arnold, Executive Producer Glenda Smith, Digital Media Producer Manny Carazzari, Assistant Digital Media Producer is Al Greer. Today we have a panelist, Monica Ireland Karas, and she is a veteran benefits attorney with Tabak Law Firm based out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Today's discussion, and she has a special guest with her she'll introduce, is about Milwaukee, Wisconsin Tabak Law Firm successfully represents veterans across the USA who are denied their benefit claims. So it is such an honor and a pleasure to have you on, Monica, because that is something that is really essential for us to know what's going on with this, because so many veterans are being denied claims, and this is really a travesty, especially if during this time, even with COVID-19, we have even more veterans who are homeless right now. So why don't you introduce your guest and tell us more about this?
Well, Dr. Arnold, it's so nice to see you again. It's really a pleasure. Happy holidays to all of the listeners. Again, I'm Attorney Monica Karas. Mm-hmm. I have my client and friend, Jim, with us this afternoon. Jim is a Vietnam-era veteran, and I helped him, a Vietnam veteran, I shouldn't say Vietnam-era, he was boots on the ground. And he is one of my clients, and we have a great success story with Jim. So, hi, Jim, how are you?
Hi, good. Good to see you.
You too. So, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about, the claim that we went through with you and your process. So, Jim, when were you over in Vietnam?
December of 69 to February of 71.
And you're an Army veteran, correct?
Yes.
So we are coming up on 50 years from that time, huh?
50 years, yep, hard to believe.
It is very hard to believe. A long time ago, but yesterday, right?
Yeah, that's for sure. It doesn't leave your mind.
So I have to mention before we go forward, because I just think this is so outstanding, you have a Bronze Star with a V device, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do.
Thank you for your service, Jim. You really are a hero to us. So I wanted to talk. You came to me a couple years ago. We had been talking, and you had a rating from the VA, but it wasn't very much, right?
Yes, I had a small rating for Agent Orange.
And we knew that we could do better for you, right?
Yes, after I talked to you, I was convinced.
So it took us a while, right? Like, we really had to go through the motions with VA and, you know, we had these comp and pen exams, and we had to get you new comp and pen exams, and we questioned the examiners, and it really was quite the process, right?
It took a while, but after all those years, it seemed like it went pretty fast.
I'm glad to hear you say that, because a lot of my veterans really struggle with the time that VA takes to go through things. They're so backlogged right now. You know, they promised us with this new appeal system that wasn't going to happen, and now we're back to being real backlogged. So in the end, when you and I finally got through all the red tape and we were able to you know, we put some statements in on your behalf. We got some doctor's opinions. We put in old medical records. We were able to find old service treatment records. And when we were done, you had 100% rating, right?
Yes, I did. So they have now 100%.
Yeah, so we were able to get you what's known as individual unemployability based on everything kind of going together, all the different ratings that you had.
Yeah, that's what I have now.
And it's fair to say, right, that all of your conditions are related to the war. Is that a fair statement?
That's a fair statement, all right, yeah.
And a lot has to do with the Agent Orange presumptions, right?
Well, the Agent Orange caused the early heart problem that they told me. I didn't tell them, so that had to be the right diagnosis.
So they were telling you that some of your medical conditions actually were caused by the herbicide exposure?
Yes.
Okay. Dr. Arnold, isn't this amazing how just years later, we're 40, 50 years in, yes. And all of a sudden.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to thank Jim for his service because I joined the military actually back in 1984 because of the way that Vietnam veterans were being treated in the hospital systems. I was one of these medical students with a short coat on going around, and I saw veterans who were like heroes laying in bed and not getting the kind of attention they needed. And that just really tore my heart apart. My father served in World War II, and my uncles and my cousin, I have a cousin who passed away in Vietnam. And, I 2 weeks later, I was in my uniform. I just went and signed up. And 26 years later, they didn't tell me. You know, I always have my person who signed you up for it, my recruiter. And every time I shake his hand, I go, sss. And he goes, like, what's that sound? And I said, that's the sound of the devil, shaking the hand of the devil. He laughed. but I would never have traded my service and my passion for this nation and doing those things. But the nation, should recognize our veterans when they come back and make sure they're taken care of for the things that they are coming in contact with. That's why I'm so happy, Monica. I think you are doing a wonderful job, a wonderful service for our veterans, and they deserve to have someone to represent them. Even if it's, it's delayed in time, it still means something. It means the recognition of all the valor. I mean, to have a Bronze Star with a V device on it, that's saying a lot. It means that you saw something and were involved in things that we should all be proud of as Americans. And anyone who's in the service, they're my family member, so there's nothing people can't come to me if they say they have that uniform on, whether it is Army, Marines, Navy, Air Force, Coast Guard. As long as you're serving our nation, you are the kind of people that are my family blood. So I'm so glad that they have representation by such a wonderful legal law firm. How would people get in contact with your law firm? I want to make sure we get that in, because that is something that people need to know.
Sure, absolutely. I have a website that is tabackattorneys.com. That's Tabak, T-A-B-A-K, attorneys.com. And then I have a phone number that's 414-375-1735. So it's very easy to get in contact with me.
Fantastic. So, veterans out there, listen and know that there are people out there who are out there that can help you. One of my cousins, her husband is a Vietnam veteran and recently, settled some of his claims in Washington, D.C., but he was living in a lot of turmoil because of what he was going through, but different kind of peaceful person, but he still was struggling with that, with nightmares and all kinds of things. And finally, there's some recognition. And I just love it because the way that veterans were treated when they came back from Vietnam, that really tore my heart out. And that's why I said I put the uniform on and said we cannot do this to these honorable people who are serving our nation, defending our Constitution. We just voted, and no matter who you voted for, that vote was contingent upon you going to a public place, rallying point for public debate and discussion and, whatever you believe, what your beliefs are, what your party is. But that was the foundation for that was the saving of the Constitution by the veterans who wore the uniform. and that you have a place to vote in. So I am really pleased that you've done this for Jim. But, maybe you can tell us something about some of the things that people should do. Should they collect their paperwork? How because you were talking about a 50-year span for Vietnam veterans, and we have people who are now in service who are, experiencing burn pits, and people who are, experiencing TBI and multiple deployments and that kind of thing. What should people be doing to make sure they preserve the kind of documentation that you need to help them?
Well, I think Jim can attest to this. We had to dig up a lot of papers. We had to, we have to provide both outside medical. So anytime you had outside medical treatment, and outside, I mean not VA, you need to provide that paperwork to the VA. It takes a lot of digging and archiving by myself, my staff. We go through service treatment records. We go through OMPF, the personnel files, and we find out where people were and when they were there and how it correlates with, the diseases and the sicknesses that they have now. Oftentimes, VA likes to say, we can't put you somewhere. And I have a team of lawyers and paralegals, and many of them are veterans themselves, and they can find where, my veterans were in country somewhere that the VA is denying. I think Jim can completely attest. Jim, we did a number of lay statements, right, where we had you kind of write up your experience. Your sons helped with that. I think we had a lady that you were friends with her husband in service, correct?
Correct, yes.
Yeah, and she wrote just a powerful letter about what a great human being Jim is, and how and the relationship that he had in service with her husband. All of those things help.
Oh yeah. Well, go ahead, Jim.
It only took me 40 years to talk to her after her husband was killed over there, so you can see what it does to you.
Oh boy, yeah, that's emotional. I know.
Yeah. I mean, amazing, right, that this woman had taken the time to track Jim down just to say thank you and to retell the stories that she remembered from her husband who was killed in action. I mean, just all those things help us.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's just amazing.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead. I was looking at Jim. And I see Kelly Tires behind him. It looks like he's in a business setting. So I'm not sure if that's a veteran business or, we support.
My son's auto shop.
Oh, his son's auto shop? We support veterans' families. So I'm glad to see that. You're making me think I need to bring my car by there because I need some tires.
Well, and, Jim started that from the ground up when he was younger, and now it's his son's business. So
fantastic.
a veteran business owner and someone. I can tell you, Jim is the ultimate Vietnam veteran because, first of all, Jim is one of the nicest people you'll ever meet in your life. He's just a fantastic human being. But you would never know what goes on behind closed doors, the everything about war that rages within. And Jim and my dad are kind of the same era, and I can relate to the situation. And, that war within, you would never know, because Jim is just the nicest guy you'll ever meet on earth. It's just one of those things that I'm very happy to have been able to help him, because he really is just a wonderful man. I think we were really able to turn this around for you, Jim. We were able, what we were able to do essentially was get you a benefit that went from a couple $100 a month to a couple $1,000 a month, right?
Yes.
Just life changing that. and in so doing that, we were able to get a back pay award for Jim as well. And I think the back pay we got for Jim was in excess of $75,000.
Oh, boy. That's fantastic. And well-deserved.
Yeah, really life-changing, right, Jim?
Yep. Thank God I ran into you at Walmart that one day.
That's where it started, at the Walmart, huh?
I don't know if you knew it or not, but I was almost breaking down telling the story, my story.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. It, you know, wow. Just from a chance encounter at Walmart that I'm still pushing Jim to go after everything he deserves. You know, he was able, and, you know, not only, it's important to mention, I know Jim's children are grown, but, you know, a lot of things come with that rating. You get education benefits for your children. There's all sorts of, you know, in Wisconsin, your property taxes get wiped out. You don't pay an annual property tax if you have that rating. And when you know, there's all sorts of benefits that come when you get older. And if you need nursing home care or rehabilitation care, those are all sorts of things that a tall rating like we got for Jim, I mean, it goes a long way. So, I mean, I hate to say a livable wage, because this is something that Jim earned and deserved, and I'm so happy that we got him for it. And, you know, every one of my paralegals that worked with Jim was just like, oh, I'm so happy for him. He's the nicest guy. And well, but, you know, Jim did the homework. He wrote the notes. He gave me a pile of handwritten notes to help me get through his file, and it helped me tremendously.
Oh, fantastic. You know, and you know, keep talking about how nice Jim is. And, you know, I always think about that, and it's because that's why he became such a great veteran. That's why he became a soldier that was really incredible, you know, because of it was the content of his character. And you don't, you know, no matter what happens to you, that does not get, you know, displaced or covered over. That's who you are. And, you know, serving our nation in the way he did, that is, you know, absolutely something that we should be proud of, you know, a shining star. And it's really kind of interesting to see that we're going from Walmart to the radio waves and that he's actually helping other veterans by telling his story.
Oh, he is. I get more referrals from Jim and his good story. It's amazing. It's amazing what great word of mouth does.
Yes.
So thank you, Jim. I've got a bunch of new clients.
I believe in you. That's why.
Oh, fantastic.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Thank you. The other thing I kind of wanted to mention is, and Jim, I'm not going to go too much into your history or your background, but, you know, you were part of kind of an elite Army group when you were over there, because you were just losing so many people, right? Like, you would go in and half of you would come out if you were lucky.
I was in the Miracle Division, the 196th Light Infantry, and in the summer of 70, we lost 76 guys within a matter of, in the same month, through some really bad situations. So we were down to 52 guys of a company of 120, and that was quite an experience I'll never, ever be able to forget.
No, you can't. You can't, you know. And those people who were serving beside you, that's why we have the nation we have right now. We're still here. And that's, you know, that service. People don't realize how that impacts the stability of the world, you know, when you put that uniform on. So, you know, no matter where you're serving, you know, the international community depends on that presence there. So you are preserving the world so that we can go on and, you know, and evolve and mature and understand each other and have international, you know, connections and really try to bring peace about the world. But I always remember this, you know, that the person who hates war the most is the person that puts on the uniform, because they have the most to lose. And that is something that we can never forget. And so I am so proud and honored to have you on this show. You know, to know what you went through is just amazing to me. You know, I had one story where I actually was sitting next to a nurse at, you know, because I'm a doc, but she was telling me, and she said, you have to meet my husband, you know, because he always likes to talk about that military stuff, and, you know, and she said, I hear about it all the time. So I sat down next to this guy, and we started talking. And I said, hi, sir, how are you? And he said, fine. He said, and I said, where do you serve? He said, well, I served in a service, and I was in the Army. And I said, really? And I said, you know, who were you with? And he said, well, the Merrill's Marauders. And I almost fell out of my chair. And I just, you just don't know who is out there. Most nonchalant type of person, just really, you know, they say the salt of the earth. I mean, this is a person that, believes in our country and the Constitution and what it means to, you know, for children to wake up in peace. That is amazing. And you raise your hand and you say you're going to defend the country no matter what. And it's up to the people to set the moral compass for the country. But it's up to those people who serve to defend it, defend the right of that. So I want to thank you at Thanksgiving, Thanksgiving time. But you are phenomenal, and we're just so lucky to have you on the show. One of the things, you were talking about the time period, Aunt Monica, and how this time period may be a little bit lengthy, but does that mean that someone should give up because they feel like it was too long ago, or, I don't have that paperwork, I think, right in my desk drawer? So, what would you say to someone, who is thinking that way?
Well, I mean, Jim is a living testimony. We can find it. I'm actually, on a different note, in the middle of a National Archives fight with the Marine Corps right now about some open records, Freedom of Information Act stuff. So that's what I do, I dig, I find it for you. So just because you don't have it in your hand doesn't mean I can't get it for you. And that's what you are hiring me for. That's my job. That's what I do. And in addition to that, I am the person that I get through all the red tape of the VA. VSOs are a great resource, veteran service organizations. They start claims for people. They know how to fill out the forms. They're for the most part, very wonderful. But sometimes cases get to a level where you need an attorney.
Right.
You need someone who knows how to read the law, how to call the VA out on their garbage and say, no, that's not the way the law was written. You're interpreting it wrong, and put them to their strict proof. So just because you don't have everything you need at the moment, that is no reason at all to give up. Not to mention the laws change. I mean, we didn't get those Agent Orange presumptions until after that Niemer case. And that was years and years later. So I truly see that the Gulf War era guys are going to be going through the same kind of stuff.
Yes,
that,
yes.
It's going to take an army, so to speak.
Literally.
Yeah, literally. To show up for these burn pits. Burn pits are huge right now, or the Gulf War, they're calling, what they call Gulf War illness, that nobody really knows what it is. That is what our Vietnam veterans went through. But they also went through the mental health part of it, right? Like, we still had, people in the VA system saying, this is shell shock, get over it, It wasn't for a very long time that we got VA to compensate people for that type of thing. So you should never give up because, I'm sure, Jim, if you would have filed for some of the conditions that you have right now, as soon as you got out, they would have denied them because they weren't, they weren't admitting to what not only Agent Orange, but Agent Purple, Agent Pink, and, all of them, what they were doing to the troops. And
We're running out of time now, but we have a special announcement to make. But I wanted to say Payback, PAYBAK, attorney.com, and make sure you use that telephone number, 414-375-1735. And it's for Monica Ireland and Caras. But if you want to, is that the right email address or?
No, it's TABAK attorneys.com.
Attorneys.com. Okay, fantastic.
We say payback for the payback.
Payback for the payback. I got it. And 414-375-1735. Jim, we honor you. We salute you. for your service. And I'm going to look at my tires again when I kick them when I go outside. And then also, Monica, thank you for your service as a partner of this America's Heroes group. We are so honored to have you as a partner.
And sponsor.
But yes. I'm going to turn it over to our illustrious executive director.
Well, what an introduction. Monica, thank you so much, you and Tayback Law, for joining America's Heroes group and becoming a partner in sponsorship. We're looking forward to doing whatever we can to assist Tayback Law Firm that's located in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, in terms of helping veterans get benefits that they have been denied, that they have truly earned. So thank you so much for all that you have done.
Absolutely. And thank you, Glenda. We just so appreciate working with you guys. It's wonderful.
Yeah, we're having fun with you all, too. We really are. Okay, so I need five callers, please, who were on hold previously when I made the announcement regarding the wonderful Top Box Foods giveaway on behalf of Chris and Sheila Kennedy and Congressman Danny Davis to call back, please. We need five callers to call back to get your holiday Top Box Food giveaway. Please call right now, 773-591-1690. Please, we're going to hold and wait for you. We're going to wait. Please, we want to give away five Top Box Foods holiday food boxes for Thanksgiving this month. Please call back, 571-1690. Yes, AM is the radio station. But yes, please call 773-591-1690, please, to get and win your Top Box Food holiday box on behalf of Sheila and Chris Kennedy and Congressman Danny Davis. We had a winner, veteran winner, who called for the $1,000, but unfortunately, this is what you have to do for the cash prize only. Cash prize only winners. You have to our Facebook page. You have to share the Facebook page and you have to register at our website in order for us to mail you your $1,000 cash prize. So unfortunately, that person was disqualified when they called in because they had not followed instructions. So what we're going to do in December is give away four $1,000 prizes to two veteran members. You have to have proof of your DD-214. You have to have liked our Facebook page, shared it, and registered. Two regular audience members has to do the same thing. So on behalf of Cliff Kelly, Dr. Arnold, Manny, Art Garzea, our technical producer, all of us, happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving.
And, Jim, I'm ineligible for it, but you are still eligible. You're a veteran.
Take care, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving.
Okay.